So if Wet Retro is Deck, is a retro sequel a double-decker? Charlie's Angels Full Throttle opens in theaters today. It's the latest in a summer of sequels. Terminator 3, Legally Blonde 2, they open next week. Industry watchers are waiting to see if Full Throttle joins some of its predecessors in bringing in $50 million or more in its debut weekend. If so, it'll be the seventh weekend to hit the $50 million mark in the 8 weeks since X-Men 2 opened. Last year, only 8 movies had $50 million debut weekends. As for Charlie's Angels Full Throttle, Deck or not, Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan was not very amused.
In America, my mother used to say, if you're tired, you know you've had a good time. Charlie's Angels Full Throttle is one of the most exhausting movies ever made. It's as insistent as it is skillful, and it is very skillful. And it does all it can to pound you into enjoying yourself. The result is rather like being force-fed a meal of your favorite foods by the Terminator. This is intended less as a criticism than as an expression of awe, an emotion akin to what you might feel standing before an imposing battleship. You have to admire how it's been put together and what it can do, but you don't particularly want to have it done to you. A group of gifted professionals created exactly the cinematic effects they were after, but it's hard to take satisfaction in what's been achieved. No matter how frequently Angels Lucy Liu, Drew Barrymore, and Cameron Diaz throw back their heads and roar with delight, their film feels removed from any genuine pleasure. Full Throttle's plot involves a handful of evildoers and dangers from the trio's individual and collective pasts. It's less a cohesive storyline than a sturdy clothesline on which are strung individual action episodes that play like the top-of-the-line music videos they in truth are. This is the state of the art in Hollywood popular entertainment.
Honestly! What's happening, Angels?
That means numbing physical stunts, tons of popular culture references, and a relentless teasing sexuality. It's hard to know what's more dispiriting about all this. Is it the enviable skill that's been expended, or the avidity with which it will likely be greeted? Or is it the shrewd calculation behind simultaneously appealing to women's desire to feel empowered and men's passion for hot bodies in motion? It's all supposed to be good fun, but why does Charlie's Angels Full Throttle feel like it's throttling the audience, choking the life out of simple entertainment by trying so hard to make pleasure a business? If this kind of film can't feel human, maybe The Matrix has triumphed after all.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.
We go where we like, we got overtime, we get paid to rattle.